We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in the middle of Simon Reish Ayin Dalid, which discusses all the laws as far as the challahs, which are for the Seudah Shabbos, and the requirement of having, as we mentioned last time, Lecha Mishnah. Continue with Sif Beis. Mitzvah L'Tzoya B'Shabbos Prusa Gedola Shetavsiku Kol Hasuda. He says that it's preferable that when it comes to the challahs that you use for the Lecha Mishnah, they should be so large, and the pieces that you distribute to the people at your table should be enough that they'll be able to enjoy this challah for the entire meal. So therefore, one could give large pieces. We discussed, there's the reason why the minhag is for the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the house, to be the one who says this bracha, so that they'll be able to give such large amounts, as opposed to a guest who would be a little bit more uneasy and a little bit apprehensive and not as available, as willing to be able to give such a large piece. And therefore, the Baal HaBayis should do so. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'lomichsi karavsa. It doesn't look like you're starving, that you're giving such huge, large pieces. Kivan she'en osik kein b'chol. That's not the way we conduct ourselves normally on a weekday, that we have such a huge piece of bread. Ba'adai kivanaso shechavim v'lach ha'mitzvah v'rotza lechol harbe. It's because it shows your desire to fulfill the mitzvah. And the question is it necessary? Certainly not. However, the question is brought down when it comes to Lecha Mishnah, how large those loaves have to be. Could you use these small little challah rolls? Is that sufficient? So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that Yesh Mi She'omer, you can imagine, it's a machlokas, that there's some that say, including, as the Kaf HaChaim brings down the name of the Habayis Meir, he says that Af Im Kol Echad Pachas Mekazayis, even if you have such a small challah that it is not even large enough that in it the whole thing is a kazayas, nonetheless yotzi mezeide chovas lecha mishnah. Nonetheless, it's still one complete roll, and therefore one does fulfill the mitzvah of having these two little rolls. However, baharbe cholkim al zeh, numerous people, as the Kaf HaChaim brings down others in the name of the Pesach Dvir as well as others, that they hold she'en yotzi mezeide chovas lecha mishnah b'lechem Shehu pachos mishir kazayas. That if it's less than a kazayas, those rolls, then one does not fulfill the mitzvah of lecha mishnah. So certainly lechachila, a person should have a chal which is at least the volume size of a kazayas, which we've discussed what that measurement is prior. And if not, and all you have are these whole rolls, which are small, very very small. So at least, according to other poskim, you have fulfilled your obligation. Then the Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Ein hamesubin rishoyin litom ad shitom haboitzeya. Similar to what we talked about when it came to Kiddush, we find this issue, we find a lot of people that don't do this. But it's something which one needs to really be aware. That you, who listen to the bracha of hamotzi, and you're sitting at a Shabbos table, and you fulfilled your obligation through the Baal HaBayis, and you fulfilled the obligation of Lecha Mishnah too, and there you are waiting, because you can't talk, you just washed, heard the Hamotzi, and the Baal HaBayis mistakenly does the following. He cuts up all the challah, he distributes it all around, and then he finally takes a bite. And in the meantime, if you look around, and now that you know this halacha, you'd see people that will be eating this challah even before the one who makes the bracha. It's a complete violation of this halacha. That, therefore, what should be done is the person who makes the hamotzi, he should eat immediately. And it's not a sign of showing that you're rude. That's the halacha. It's necessary that the one who makes the hamotzi eats the challah first, at least a little bit. And then afterwards it could be distributed. In the event that you would be at someone's home and they don't do this, and they put this piece of challah at your plate, and you see the Baal HaBayis is not yet eaten, so wait. Watch what he does, and then follow his lead. Of course, the exception is, because you're not the one in this situation relying on the Baal HaBayis, in the event that everyone has their own little roles at the table, So you making the hamotzi and you having the lechem mishnah, even though you're a guest at someone's home, and maybe it's not polite, but it's not a halachic issue. One is allowed to eat and partake of the hamotzi if you made the bracha. Everyone's doing it separately. And again, provided, of course, it should be that everyone has two roles in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. And it's not necessary in that situation because you're not listening to the bracha and being yotzi by the bracha or by the lechem mishnah that the Baal Bais is cutting up. Just one last halacha, which is found in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says that because of this, Yeshe kosvu shenachon linhog kain sheyavarchu hamasubin l'atzmam al haprusa shenosim lehem mihakikaros. He says that there, in certain circumstances, it may be best that instead of relying on one person to make the hamotzi on behalf of everyone, that everyone should have the chal, have their own chal. So, but prat, specifically besudas gedolos, for persons at a large banquet, which we could translate as a wedding, which of course you don't need lechem mishnah, but in an event sometime, if you can think of a situation where you have a suda gedola and it's on Shabbos, and perhaps we could be thinking about our upcoming shul dinner, in that situation it's advisable sheish locho shlo yishmo heite v'sabracha. If one person says the bracha on behalf of everyone else, it's hard to hear it because it's such a large room. V'kavanas hamotzi v'yotzi li'ikuva. And it's possible the one who makes the bracha of hamotzi did not have you in mind. It's possible you did not have the proper kavana when that bracha was said. And therefore, because of that, furthermore, he says, yesh lochush she hesik gadol ben habracha te'ima. If all of this person, all the chal is at the other side of this large room, so it's going to take you a significant amount of time for you to get to the chal and to be able to finally eat, which will be a significant hefsek, a break between the bracha and the eating. And therefore, this is one of the times in which it is advisable, instead of just having the Baal Bais make the hamotzi and everyone listen, that everyone should do so by themselves.